This is VOA Global's weekly look at the Asian political scene. I'm Michael Lippin. Last week's meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Beijing was their first since the leaders of the two rival Asian powers took office in 2012. If you're wondering what took them so long, one major source of tension has involved a Tokyo war shrine that commemorates Japanese killed in wars with China and other powers. Among those honored at the Yasukuni Shrine are the souls of World War II-era Japanese leaders convicted of war crimes by an international tribunal. China and South Korea see Yasukuni as a symbol of Japan's wartime aggression against their nations and criticize any Japanese politicians who visit it. But that didn't stop Japan's Abe from making a visit to the shrine last December, his only one as prime minister. For more on why Japanese politicians continue to pay respects at Yasukuni, I spoke to Michael Green, Senior Vice President for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He told me that many officials go to the shrine to honor the souls of their relatives.
During the Second World War, when Japanese recruits went off to war, the last thing they would say to their families is, "I'll see you at Yasukuni." That if they died, that's where they would commune in the afterlife, where they'd be remembered by their family. So it's a very personal thing for a lot of Japanese families, including some very liberal scholars and politicians. It became controversial in a significant way in the 70s when 14 Class A war criminals were surreptitiously overnight by one of the priests enshrined in a Shinto ceremony. And so some politicians won't go for that reason, even if personally they want to go because of their own relatives. And other politicians do want to go for that reason, because there is a group in Japan that believes that the Tokyo War Crimes Tribunal, which sentenced these 14 Class A war criminals, was victor's justice, that it was the Americans and the British and the Russians imposing a sentence because they won the war. And it's not a majority view, to be sure, but many conservative politicians say they should have the right to worship there because these war criminals weren't really war criminals. And that's the piece. That's the piece that's so controversial in China and Korea, in the United States even.
Now, some Japanese have been calling for years for the shrine's private owners to separate the 14 convicted war criminals enshrined at Yasukuni from the rest of the war dead. And one chapter of an influential conservative group called the War Bereaved Families Association, mm-hmm. or Izokukai, expressed support for this idea too, for the first time just last month. How significant is that?
The Izokukai support for removing the 14 Class A war criminals is very significant politically, because it's the major group of survivors of the war dead. Of the 14 Class A war criminals, 13 direct descendants have said that they support this. And Prime Minister Tojo, his daughter opposed it, but now I think the Tojo family also is neutral. So politically, in terms of the family groups, including the 14 Class A war criminals' families, there's room to do this. The reason it hasn't happened is in part because there is no Shinto ritual to de-shrine someone. They'd have to make it up. So many people say it wouldn't be legitimate. It still would be an issue. That's one argument. Another complication is that, as I mentioned earlier, those politicians, conservative politicians, who maintained that war criminals were not war criminals because this was a victor's standard imposed on a defeated Japan, they don't want to give on this issue. You know, my own personal view is that there's an opening here with what the Izokai said, and political leaders on the right in Japan should take advantage of it, because that would allow not only Japanese politicians, but also the emperor of Japan to finally resume worship at Yasukuni or visits to Yasukuni, which stopped when these 14 Class A war criminals were added. So that Izokai development is quite significant and encouraging.
That was Michael Green of the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. Join me again next week for more insights into the Asian political scene. I'm Michael Lippin.